The DNR board passed a rule in January that set standards for prohibiting hunting, trapping, hiking, fishing, or cross-country skiing on stewardship property. Some state lawmakers later raised concerns about the appeal process the public could use to try to protect their favorite so-called nature-based outdoor activity. So the DNR made some changes to the rule package, requiring that when a local unit of government or land trust wanted to limit one of the activities, that the DNR would send the proposal out for a 15-day public comment period and allow people to file an objection. The DNR would review that objection before the DNR board would vote on the land purchase. DNR Deputy Secretary Pat Henderson says he thinks people will like the new language.
The public will have an opportunity not only on that front end 15-day comment period to comment on it and explain why they like or dislike the restriction. They'll also be able to come to the Natural Resources Board at its regular monthly meeting and again be able to provide public testimony directly to the board as to what their concerns are.
The DNR board has approved the rule change. If legislative committees have no additional concerns, the new plan will take effect this summer. When the new state fiscal year starts in July, another $86 million a year will be available for land buys under the stewardship program. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.